the fear of never seeing a loved one again.
That I could right now lay in my dad's arms and cry for a while. I've cried a lot about him in the last couple weeks. And I could just really appreciate laying there and crying. I don't really have anything I want to say other than I love him. I just would like to lay there and cry for a while.
Those words today from Trudy Sayer, a former member of the Lord Our Righteousness Church, who says that she desperately wants to hear from or speak with her mother and father, who are still members of that church in northeastern New Mexico, where Wayne Bent and the respective flock, at least many of them, if not all of them, have embarked on what they are calling their final food fast. Trudy Sayer is very much upset and expressing her feelings on the blog today, beyond90seconds.com, in the comments section, wants to speak with her mother and especially her stepdad.
But I do feel that if my dad knew I wanted to hug him and tell him I loved him, that he would. Because I know he loves me.
That's all right. Maybe if there is a... There's a remote possibility that he is listening to this right now. Is that the message in a nutshell, Dad? I love you.
It is, and I want them both to know I love them, because I know Wayne has let them know that because I don't have God in me, there's no way I can possibly love them with true love, because I'm just sentimental. And yes, I'm sentimental. You know, I can't hide the fact that I'm sentimental. I just am. But I love them from the bottom of the depth of my heart.
When you say you don't have God in you, are you referring to the God as described in the Bible, or are you talking about Wayne Bent? Or do you believe they're both the same?
Oh no. Let me think here. By that, I meant Wayne has said, I don't have God in me.
I see.
I do love God. I don't know who he is right now, and I can't say I have found a God, but in my heart, I feel like he's still here for me, and I love him very much as I can, in the condition I'm in. But I love my dad very much, and I love my mom too, don't get me wrong, but my dad was the best dad in the world.
And he's your stepdad, actually, is he not?
He is my stepdad, but he is so much more, in my heart, my real dad than even my real dad is.
Sarah told me that she joined the LOR when she was 15 years old, and that she is now 34 years old, and that she left Strong City 2 years ago.
Because it appeared like I was either going to have sex with Wayne, or at least lay naked with Wayne. And I'm happily married, and I have 4 children. And I do not want to ruin the family relationship that we have. And I knew that if I did that, my family would be gone, and we would be ruined. And so I decided that was not what I wanted. And there was a lot of other things, but that's actually the straw that made me break. I was under an extreme amount of stress because, you know, when you're looking at going to heaven and you have to be perfect, you can never measure up, because we would try to do what he said, and then he'd turn around and he'd say that we did the wrong thing. And so it was just continually back and forth. In my mind, I'm telling you, I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. And I couldn't handle that kind of stress anymore, because nothing I did was right. Nothing. Even the littlest things. You know, sometimes it was very simple little things. And I couldn't take it anymore. It was just, when he finally said that, so I was like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I don't want to do this. You guys can do it, and that's all right, but it's not for me anymore.
Sayer's connection to the criminal case against Wayne Bent, who's accused of having sexual contact with 2 girls, well, it's a strong one, because those 2 alleged victims are Sayer's nieces. Do you believe that a crime took place?
Well, in the state's eyes, probably so. But in the girls' eyes, especially, probably not, because they see him as God, and so God was touching her, and that's not a crime.
Has Heald told you how she was touched?
No, she hasn't. I haven't talked to her.
Has Heald's mother or father shared with you how she was touched?
Some, a little bit, yes. But it was all secondhand. I mean, I don't know. I haven't actually talked to Healed herself. And I do know, though, that in her heart, I completely understand how she feels like she does not want to be the one to put Wayne in jail, you know, because she does love him and she cares. And so, you know, it's like I feel kind of torn. I understand how she feels. I understand how Wayne feels. I understand my mom and dad. I have feelings of my own. And I'm kind of still stuck in the middle of it all because I hate to see anybody hurting. I hate to see anybody in trouble. And I love them all with all my heart still.
Sarah says she not only has tears at this time, she also has some frustrations.
It's like I understand their point, though, because I was in it for so long, and I know why they do certain things. And so I can understand their point. It just seems like everything has been getting more and more drastic since I left. And just like their fasts and stuff, it seems like everything gets longer and more dramatic until this time, to where they're more or less fasting until they die.
Okay, well, let me ask you about that. This group has been known to fast and say they were going to do certain things or not do certain things, and then they seemingly flip-flop at a certain point in time. That's what some critics have said. Do you fear that this time they're going to follow through and actually fast until they die?
Well, yes and no. You know, it's like sometimes I wonder if they're really going to do it, but at the same time, I don't know, because he's said things like this so many times. I mean, we've had so many last camp meetings and the last feast and the last supper and the last day to translate, and, you know, and none of it has come true. And so I really don't know if he means it this time, but they seem more serious to me than normal. And so I have way more reason to fear this time.
And Trudy Sayre does that fearing, still not far from Strong City, because she continues to live in the home that she has lived in for several years now, not too far from the property of Strong City, about 15 miles away, in fact, in a remote area of Union County in northeastern New Mexico. If Wayne Bent is listening right now, is there anything you would want to say to him?
Well, I just love him, and I wish he understood that, and that I'm not out to get him. I haven't done anything against him. In fact, I have kept quiet because I haven't wanted to cause him any trouble. And I just wish he understood that.
And my thanks to Trudy Sayre for being a guest on this edition of Beyond90Seconds.com, the podcast. Today is October 24th, 2008. I'm Mark Horner. Thanks for joining us.